It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Auckland Transport has recently announced a draft regional public transport plan, which will take effect over three stages, long, medium, and short term. The proposal outlines AT's priorities for Tamaki Makaurau's public transport system until 2031. Currently, Auckland Transport is in the process of receiving feedback on the plan. Today, I spoke with Luke Elliott, Principal Planner for the Rapid Transit Network at AT, about the plan. Here is that interview. Can you outline for our listeners which public transport issues are AT's priority in this upcoming proposal?
So, obviously, public transport is quite a big area, and so we've split our focus into three timeframes within this plan. So in the short term, which is the next year, our main focus is on fixing the likes of the bus driver shortage and the service reliability issues that have been related to that, while we also continue working on big projects like City Rail Link and Eastern Busway, and rolling out the Northwest Bus improvements, which are happening in November this year. And then in the medium term, which is kind of 2025 to 2027, we've got a lot of big new infrastructure coming online, like the City Rail Link, like Eastern Busway, like the new Omahurangi Penlink connection. So there'll be service changes associated with those big pieces of kit. And there'll also be a range of new frequent bus routes introduced, funded by Council's Climate Action Transport Targeted Rate. I mean, those will be introduced across all the different parts of Auckland, so north, south, west and central. And in the longer term, we're working towards getting a lot more people to use public transport, and there are a range of different goal areas within the plan that kind of guide how we're progressing towards that.
What are the steps AT plans to take in cultivating an improved bus system over this time?
So the first one of those is to address the driver shortage and address the reliability issues related to that. And thankfully, we're on track to do that by the end of this year. We know that that's been really frustrating for customers. You know, I use the bus myself because my local train station is closed at the moment, and so I've felt that. But just at the start of this month, or a few weeks ago actually, we reinstated a lot of the cancelled services, and our cancellations are, you know, a lot better than they were. So that's the kind of key first step. And then if we can get more frequent services up and running, that's one thing that Aucklanders tell us, you know, that really makes a difference to them. They don't want to have to wait a long time for the bus. If one's cancelled, they don't want there to be a big gap before the next one. Because this regional public transport plan, we've talked to a lot of people already to get us to what's in this draft. And that's far and away the thing that people say is most important to them, more frequent services and faster journey times. And so speeding up journey times with new bus lanes, priority at intersections, those sorts of things, that's another way that we're working on that issue.
AT plans to launch the Western Express, a more reliable and direct bus route for West and Northwest Auckland, but has it given any thought to the potential implementation of train services in these areas, especially Northwest Auckland, to accommodate for the immense growth the area continues to experience?
That's a good question. So yeah, you're right, the Western Express is the kind of first step of improvements for the wider Northwest. And then within this plan, we talk about how over the longer term, we work with the likes of Wangkatahi and other agencies in figuring out what's the long-term solution for these areas, not just the Northwest, but for how we improve rapid transit all across Auckland. So some of that's probably beyond the time frame of this RPTP because we go out to 2031. But those bus changes that are starting in November are the first step.
Do you think that this proposal accommodates for growth in Auckland in general?
That's a good question. So we tried to strike a balance between how we're providing services to new growing areas and how we also improve services within the existing urban area. So within this plan, over the next kind of 5 years or so, we're planning new services for key growing areas like the Northwest around Whenuapai, Red Hills, Scotts Point and Hobsonville, also out in Kumu and Huapai. And there's also new frequent services being introduced in the likes of Drury, Oranga, Pairata down south, particularly with the new train stations that are coming online in those areas. Those buses will be able to get people to those train stations so that people don't have to drive.
will those bus systems allow people to commute to train stations from the west, for instance?
Depending on what part of the west, yes. So some of them will be taking people to their local train station, or some of them will be taking them to the new stations that have been set up at Te Aritu, Lincoln Road and Northwest to connect to that Western Express service.
What are AT's plans for a more sustainable public transport system? Will we see more electric buses and trains, for instance? And if so, where in the time frame can we expect this to take effect?
Yes, there'll be a lot more electric buses coming in. By the end of this plan, which is 2031, around 75% of our bus fleet will be electric. Right now we have around 1,000 or just over 1,000 buses in the fleet, so a big increase from today. Starting next year, we also have two new electric ferries coming in. Those will be higher capacity than our existing ferries, so able to carry more people, but also more bikes and mobility devices. They'll also be a lot more reliable than our current ferry fleet. Those are just the first two starting next year, and then there'll be more coming in over the next few years. And we are also getting more electric trains, so that when the new southern stations and when the City Rail Link opens, we can run more frequent services. So in peak times on the main west, east and southern lines, we'll be running a train roughly every 7.5 minutes at peak times and every 15 minutes throughout the middle of the day, which is an increase from the current 10 minutes at peak times and 20 minutes in the middle of the day.
People are able to submit their feedback to AET regarding this proposal if they wish. How can they do that?
The easiest way is probably to go to our website. There's a link to the feedback form there, and you can pick which questions in that form you want to answer. So if you want to tell us about safety, for example, but you're not too worried about giving feedback on the environmental side of the plan, that's totally fine. You can select the questions that you want to answer and just tell us about those. There's actually a link in the AT app if that'll take you straight to the RPTP website. But for those that don't use the app, the website is just at.govt.nz/RPTP. If you go to that website, there's also a range of online and in-person drop-in sessions. Those are, you know, at kind of libraries, train stations, bus stations all across Auckland. People can come down and have a chat to us, ask us questions, and they can also give us their feedback there in person. Or if you've got something really that you want to say, you can also email us.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners before we say goodbye today?
I guess the main thing is, yeah, to have your say. We've heard from a lot of people already, and the plan is our response to what we've heard so far. But the more people that we hear from, the better. So it really is important to have your say, and consultation finishes on the 17th of August.
That was Luke Elliott, Principal Planner for the Rapid Transit Network at Auckland Transport, speaking to me about AT's proposed public transport plan for the next 8 years.